Chapter 4. The Shadow at the Church. Several weeks passed. Christine Daae did not appear at the opera house again. Raoul did not know where to find her. Then, one morning, he received a letter from her. "Monsieur, I did not forget you. Do you remember my father? Tomorrow is the anniversary of his death. I am going to Pellon. His tomb is in the church there, at the bottom of the hill where we played when we were children." Raoul decided to go to Pellon immediately. On the train, he read Christine's letter again and again. The next morning, he arrived in Pellon. He discovered that Christine was in a hotel called the Setting Sun, and he went there immediately. On the way, he remembered how he first met her. One day, when he was a little boy, Raoul went for a walk in Pellon. He heard Christine. She sang beautifully. There was a strong wind that day, and it blew Christine's scarf into the sea. Raoul ran into the sea with his clothes on to bring the scarf to her. Christine laughed and kissed him. During the summer, they played together almost every day. In the evenings, Christine's father came and told them stories. Monsieur Daae loved music. The angel of music was in all his stories. "Every great musician hears the angel of music at least once in his life," he told them. "No one sees the angel, but they remember his music their entire life."
"Do you sometimes hear the angel of music, Daddy?" little Christine asked her father.
Monsieur Daae said no, but then smiled as he said, "But you will hear him one day, my child. When I am in heaven, I will send him to you." Christine liked singing all the time. Everyone said that she had the most beautiful voice in the world. But then her father died. After that, Christine continued singing. But it was different, because she was sad. Now, Raoul walked into the hotel and saw Christine. She smiled.
"I am not surprised to see you," she said. "My father spoke to me at the church. He told me Raoul will come."
There was a long silence. Then Raoul said, "I love you, Christine, and I cannot live without you." Christine laughed. Raoul said, "Don't laugh, Christine. I am serious."
"We are friends," Christine said. "But I did not expect to hear these words from you."
"If we are friends, why didn't you speak to me in the theatre?" asked Raoul. Christine did not answer. Raoul continued. "There was someone in your room with you. I listened behind the door. I heard everything." Christine's face was pale. She ran out of the room, very upset. Raoul did not see her for the rest of the day. He did not know what to do. Later, in the evening, he walked to the little church. Then he went up the hill, sat down, and looked at the sea. Suddenly, he heard Christine speak behind him.
"Listen, Raoul," she said. "I want to tell you something very serious. Do you remember the story of the angel of music?"
"Well, the angel visits me. He comes to my room in the theatre. He teaches me. The voice you heard in my room was his voice." Raoul laughed.
"Christine," he said, "I think someone is playing a joke on you."
Christine gave a cry and left him, shouting,
Leave me alone! Raoul returned to his room. In the middle of the night, he looked out of the window. He saw Christine go to the church. He went to the church too. At the church, Christine was by her father's grave. Raoul heard beautiful music. Then he saw a shadow near the church. The shadow turned around. It had the face of a skeleton and eyes like fire. Raoul did not remember anything else. The next morning, someone found Raoul outside the church. He was cold and frightened.